Zebra mussels damage water treatment systems, cost millions of dollars, and can make lake waters unsafe for humans. But after years of new infestations, biologist Brian Vanzi of the State Parks and Wildlife Department says no new lakes in northeast Texas are testing positive.
Nothing since then, no. Particularly like in your area in the northern part of the state, we had not documented or found any new infestations of zebra mussels.
Texas has been reminding boaters for several years to clean, dry, and drain boats every time they leave a body of water. The State Department of Wildlife is set to ramp that campaign up again this summer as boaters return to Texas lakes. But it's also a Class C misdemeanor to transport invasive species in Texas.
And a lot of boaters are becoming more and more aware of the need for them to, you know, clean, drain, and dry and to help prevent and slow their spread. And so I hope the fact that we're not seeing a lot of new infestations, particularly in the northern part of the state, I hope that's a good indication that boaters are doing what we're asking and trying to help prevent their spread.
The reason the state takes the threat so seriously is because zebra mussels are virtually impossible to remove from lakes once they arrive. Robert McMahon is an expert on invasive species at the University of Texas at Arlington.
Well, you're talking about maybe thousands of individuals per square meter. They literally cover the bottom and settle on top of each other. They attach with these protonaceous threads to hard surfaces, and then they attach to each other. And they filter algae and bacteria out of the water. So the whole ecology of the lake can change. And sometimes bad things happen when you reduce normal algae from in the lake. Sometimes what happens is then you get an explosion of what they call cyanobacteria or blue-green algae, which are poisonous. And, you know, then you can't recreate in the water.
The mussels are originally from Eurasia in the Caspian and Black Seas. Barges started carrying them in the 1980s all the way to North America. They invaded the Great Lakes region and started moving south along the Mississippi River. The species began their journey into Texas at Lake Texoma in 2009. That makes North Texas particularly vulnerable, and for an area with limited water resources, the threat up here is that much more serious.
Thick encrustations on the pipe, it slows the rate at which water flows through. And then it gets more costly to pump the water. Plus, the mussels do die periodically, and then if it's a potable water system, all that dead flesh and everything goes down into the treatment plant, and that does not make for good tasting water. It creates problems. So the big concern, at least in the North Texas region, has been primarily among water treatment plants about what infestations would mean.
The infestation of Lake Texoma has already cost Dallas area taxpayers several hundreds of millions of dollars. That's because the agency responsible for supplying water to cities like Richardson and Plano was forced to take its pumps offline once the species was discovered in Texoma. Janet Rummel is a spokeswoman for the North Texas Municipal Water District.
We were faced with building a $300 million pipeline from Texoma into our Wiley facilities to prevent the spread of zebra mussels into Lake Lavon, which is one of our major water sources.
That pipeline was required because of a federal law that prohibits importing species across state lines. It's called the Lacey Act. The law impacted the water due to two unrelated events occurring around the same time. First, Texoma became infested by zebra mussels, probably from a boat, triggering the Lacey Act. The water could no longer be transported across state lines. Around that time, part of the district's pumping facility was determined to be in Oklahoma. That meant the mussel-infested water, now technically Oklahoma waters, could no longer be moved into Texas.
And this occurred at a time when we were faced with extreme drought, and it basically cut off access to a third of our water supply at a time when we desperately needed that water.
With that experience, it's easy to understand why the Water District is backing legislation by Senator Ted Cruz to weaken federal regulations on transporting invasive species. His Public Water Supply Invasive Species Compliance Act of 2017 would legalize movement of infested water across states so long as the destination is already infested with the same thing.
Any regulatory hurdle that can be cleared is a good thing for our ratepayers and for the people that we serve in North Texas. We serve 10 counties. And so any regulatory hurdle that can be cleared from that perspective is a good thing. However, that being said, we are strong proponents of the awareness campaign that the state spearheads, follow state law, and prevent the transport of zebra mussels from lakes, area lakes.
State scientists say the North Texas Municipal Water District has done exemplary work on controlling the mussels on its own, but they fear that weakening regulations against invasive species could slow the state's progress elsewhere. Rafe Brock is a district fisheries biologist for the DFW area.
I understand it, but man, you really got to be careful. Because...
Without addressing Cruz's legislation specifically, he explained why biologists oppose mixing noxious water sources together, even if both are contaminated.
Well, some of our data shows now that they're infested really bad for the first couple of years, then their populations start decreasing. Which, if it starts decreasing, then their likelihood of spreading from one boat leaving out is theoretically lowered also. Well, if you keep pumping a contaminated organism into that lake, well, their numbers are always going to be high, or potentially high, and thus that risk is always elevated. It never decreases naturally like you would hope it would, like we hope it is.
Brock says water policy has to be a trade-off between science and the economy.
You know, they have different interests, and we don't measure those interests, so I understand there's got to be a negotiating, yeah. But just from my past experience, anytime you loosen something like that up, man, the cows just... get out, you know, and it's like, how do you round them up and put them back in?
In 2014, Lavon Lake tested positive for zebra mussels, but they haven't started reproducing there yet. Trace evidence of the mussels has been found in Lake Ray Hubbard, Lake Tewakinee, and Lake Fork, but those lakes are not yet classified as infested. To the east, Cooper Lake, Pat Mace Lake, Lake Cypress Spring, and Lake Bob Sandlin remain free of zebra mussels. Elsewhere in Texas, four new lakes have been listed as affected in the last year. Reporting from Fort Worth, I'm George Hale.